Hey, this is Julie.
Hi, Julie. It's Rob Thomas with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. We got your letter about Megan.
Yes, my daughter.
Tell me about what's going on.
So Megan had a baby 2 years ago on October 7th, 2020. She named him Kason, and he got sick about 6 days later. He was at Mercy. Mercy noticed his labs were pretty off, sent him to Portland. He was at Portland for 24 hours, and they determined he had a really bad infection, so they life-flighted him to Stanford in California, where he spent the rest of his days until he passed October 26th.
Oh, my gosh.
At 19 days old. So that was really rough. Megan discovered she was pregnant with a little girl at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all elated. But unfortunately, the father of her children passed away October 4th of this year from a virus, an unexpected virus.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So she's been through some rough times for sure.
Yeah. Like the unimaginable. Losing a child, yeah. Especially that young, parents are not supposed to outlive their kids.
Exactly.
And that's a pain that will never, ever, ever go away.
Ever.
And then to lose her fiance, too, oh, man, she's probably thinking the world's not such a great place right now.
Exactly. Yeah, she asked me how she's going to raise this baby without dad. And I said, well, we're going to do this together. We're going to make it happen. And we're going to give this little girl the best life she can have.
And do it one day at a time.
Yeah, it's about all we can do.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan's such a caring person. I mean, she works in the medical field and she takes care of people. And I just really wanted to do something special for Megan because she's been through a lot and she's always helping other people. So,
well, what can Wish Upon a Star do to help her?
So Megan just moved into a house. It's actually right behind mine. So I'm really close to her now. And with this little baby coming soon in January, I just thought what a better gift for her to have a washer and dryer so she wouldn't have to pack a newborn and all of her laundry and everything to the laundromat, and she could just do it right there at home. So I felt like having a washer and dryer would really take some stress off of her.
Yeah, that would be essential because, I mean, newborn babies, I've been there and done that 3 times. They spit up a lot.
Yes, they do.
And you're cleaning stuff all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, totally know how that goes. Well, Julie, thanks to Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program, we're going to help Megan out.
Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome. And we hope that you have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We will. Thank you. Hello.
Hi, is this Megan?
Yes, it is.
Megan, my name is Rob Thomas. I'm with Brook Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. We got a letter about you, and you've had a lot to go through lately.
Yeah, say the least, yeah.
Give me a little rundown of what's been going on.
Well, just within the last couple months or the last few years.
Well, let's go for the last few years. I got time to talk.
So I had my first child in 2020. His name was Kason Thomas, and about 6 days old, he got sick. And so I took him to Mercy, where he was life-flighted twice and ultimately lost his life at 19 days old.
Oh.
And then I got pregnant again early this year with our second baby.
Oh.
And my fiance actually just passed away in October. So I had both my boys born and passed away in October, and our daughter's due in January.
Wow. I can't wrap my mind around that one. I mean, the loss of a child. I have 3 daughters myself. So to think of any one of those 3 passing away before me, let alone at 19 days old, is unfathomable. My heart hurts for you. It really does.
Thank you. It's just been a lot.
Oh, man. And then to lose your fiance too, your other half, your rock. I mean, oh.
Yeah. You know, it's hard because I had, after we lost our son, at least I had him here still. And now that he's gone and our son's gone, my heart hurts.
Yeah, it does. Whew. That's a tough one. But a little bit of shining light you have a baby girl due here in how long?
She's due January 20th, but she's measuring a little bit ahead, so I think she'll be early.
And everything so far looks good.
So far, yeah. We've had a few complications, but we're going through it, and she's healthy, and that's what matters.
Good, good, good. Are you working?
I just started working from home this week, but my hours are kind of limited. But my employer has been nothing but amazing to me.
That's good.
So, yeah.
I understand you just moved into a place.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom. I got a roommate and her daughter, and we've been best friends for 17, 18 years.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I understand it's
a big help.
Lacking a washer and dryer.
Yes.
Okay. How about I get you one?
Really?
Yeah. Brooke Communications and Rogue Credit Union's Wish Upon a Star program, we're going to get you a brand new washer and dryer set.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks to the Rat Rod Roundup, we got a very generous gift card to Walmart for you as well to kind of help with things, maybe get some necessities, maybe some gifts, something, anything that you need. That'll more than well take care of it for a bit. And we've also partnered up with the River Rock Spa down there at Seven Feathers Casino Resort. And we've got a Swedish massage for you as well to kind of help loosen up your body and relax for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
You're welcome, Megan. You have been through so much in, you're what, 25 years old?
Yeah.
I can't fathom. And, you know, I'm hoping that this will shine a little bit of light for you and realize the world isn't out to get you, and that good things are possible and good things are on the way for you.
Thank you. That means so much.
You're welcome.
I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah, you don't got to say anything. Just, you know, down the road, if you get the chance, pay it forward.
Absolutely. That's like, this is a huge blessing. You don't even know.
Happy holidays from Rogue Credit Union and News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.